The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. Just a few minutes before 4 o'clock, on the hot afternoon in the woods, Captain Beaky and his band, that is, Artful Owl, Timid Toad and Reckless Rat, were sitting under a large candy-striped umbrella outside Owl's treehouse. Above them, hanging from a low branch, was Batty Bat. They were there because Owl was about to serve tea on the lawn, and the rattle of cups as he came down the winding wooden stairs woke up Timid Toad. Toad had been dreaming that Hissing Sid, the most evil snake in the woods, was tiny, and that he, Toad, was a giant with a big fly swat, and that he had been busy swatting Sid as he fled to safety down his hole. "Tea's ready at last," said Rat. "I'm very thirsty," said Toad. "So am I," said Captain Beaky, "so I hope there's plenty of tea and plenty of cakes." "And 2 kinds of jam," squeaked Batty Bat, "just in case I don't like one." "You are very fortunate," said Owl, as he stepped from the doorway of the big old tree, holding a large tray, "to be getting any tea at all." "What do you mean?" said Reckless Rat, as he tied knots in the 4 corners of a big red hanky. "We always have tea on a Saturday afternoon." And pulling the hanky firmly down onto his head, he stood up and helped Owl to lay the cups and saucers and the teapot and the plates of cakes and bread and butter and 2 kinds of jam on the crisp white tablecloth that was spread on the lawn. "You are fortunate," said Owl, "because I am busy at the moment preparing my sermon to read in church." "That's not till next week," said Captain Beaky, picking up a napkin and tying it around his neck. "That may be so," said Owl, "but being perhaps the cleverest person in the woods, I am expected to give a particularly good sermon. In fact, I'm surprised Mr. Vole, the vicar, hasn't asked me before this." And lifting up the large brown teapot, he began to fill the cups. Reckless Rat leant forward, picking the only cake with a cherry on top. "Perhaps it's because we hardly ever go to church," he said. "We were all in church last Tuesday," said Captain Beaky. "Agreed," said Rat, "but only because we were chasing Hissing Sid, who ran in the front and out the back." Timid Toad, Artful Owl and Batty Bat both took 2 cakes each, and Captain Beaky grabbed the last cake before Reckless Rat could get it. "Tell us, Owl," he said, "what sort of subject have you in mind?"
"Greed," said Owl.
"Oh," said Captain Beaky, putting the cake back on the plate.
"That's a good subject," said Rat, picking it up and taking a large bite. "The problem is," said Owl, spreading 1 of the 2 kinds of jam on a piece of bread, "that there is so much to choose from in the Bible."
"Apart from which," said Captain Beaky, "we all know it."
"Do we?" said Owl.
"Of course," said Captain Beaky. "How God made the world in only 7 days. 6 days," said Rat. "He was worn out, so he went to bed on the 7th.
"Well, 6 days," said Captain Beaky.
"He made Adam and Eve," said Timid Toad, "and gave them a lovely garden to live in."
"Go on," said Owl, "tell us about it."
"Well," said Toad, "it was probably like these woods, only better, and they had everything they could want."
2 kinds of jam," squeaked Bat.
"Everything," said Toad. "But God asked them not to eat the apples off his best tree."
"It wasn't his best tree," said Owl. "It was a special tree." It was the tree of knowledge, said Captain Beaky knowingly.
We all know that, said Rat, and we all know that a snake, probably hissing Sid's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, was the one who said,
Psst! Hey, no one's looking, Eve! Have a nibble!
And she did. And then she let Adam have a bite, and God was not pleased, and they were turned out of the garden.
I have never known why eating one apple was such a serious thing, said Toad.
It's an example, said Owl. If a very wise person tells you not to do something, you must not do it.
That apple, as Captain Beaky said, was from the tree of knowledge. One bite and they knew everything. And God knew that to know too much before you're ready to know it can be a bad thing. For example, if you show a baby how to strike a match before it understands the danger of fire, what could happen?
He could set his hat on fire, said Rat, which if he was wearing it at the time could be dangerous.
Anyway, said Captain Beaky, that was all a very long time ago. Now we know most things and how to behave. It's called being civilized.
I agree, said Rat. That's why not many people go to church today, because they think they know everything.
Exactly, said Owl. Apart from which, Mr. Vole, the vicar, does tend to fall asleep while he's giving the sermon.
Perhaps, said Timmy Toad, he's tired of telling the same story.
That's the point I'm trying to make, said Owl. I don't think people listen any more. There are a lot of lessons to be learnt from the Bible that apply today, but people aren't interested.
I fly to the top of a tree and say my prayers every night, said Batty Bat, and I know God listens.
How? Said Captain Beaky.
Because, said Bat, I always ask for two kinds of jam at Owl's house and I always get them.
Artful Owl shook his head. I despair of you all, he said. And if we are the cleverest animals in these woods, as we have often mentioned amongst ourselves, what are the rest of the inhabitants like?